This is Piedmont Arts, and I'm Rachel Stewart. On this episode, we meet one of Charlotte's talented musicians, and Phil Vavra has another edition of Fanfare, which will help you figure out just what the heck you can do for fun around here in the coming week. I've been around Charlotte for a long time. In fact, I was born in the Queen City and have lived my entire adult life in this region. A few decades ago, if you'd asked me, I would not have described Charlotte as a music city. Sure, there have always been musicians here, and there's always been a music community here. But let's face it, we really have not been known for our music. But maybe that's changing. With rappers like DaBaby and indie folk favorites like the Avett Brothers hitting the big time, and the Charlotte Symphony strengthening its position as one of the country's best regional orchestras by raising a lot of funds for a new endowment, our music profile is increasing and our community feels healthy. There are hundreds of music creators of all types in Charlotte now, so over the next several months, we're going to put a spotlight on a few of them here on Piedmont Arts, starting with this episode, a conversation with hip-hop artist Young Citizen. Wish I had a mansion. Wish I was dressed something fancy. Wish I on a pot on so go with the rainbow by the Tom Clancy. Wishing I had no debt. Maybe then I can't flex. Wait, did you say hip-hop? Isn't WDAV a classical station? Well, yes and yes. And one thing to know about the Charlotte music community is that it can be very collaborative and genre agnostic. And that's why we're talking to Young Citizen. He's a Charlotte-based musician, sound designer, and mental health advocate. And his music is a blend of alternative hip-hop, R&B, and pop, with not just a few classical elements showing up. He's collaborated with Charlotte Strings Collective, a classically-based ensemble, and appeared with them at a recent WDAV Small Batch concert. His work with regional artists of various genres speaks to the vitality of our music scene. And while I'm giving you his bio, I should also mention he's founded his own media company, which is Citizenship Media, and he's done sound design for the Charlotte Hornets, New Balance, Jordan, the Navy SEALs, and also for short films. Young Citizen was born Christopher Williams and grew up in Charlotte. He went to Catawba College on a football scholarship, and he played there for 2 years. But then he realized football was taking too much time away from his true passion, which is music.
I remember the day I called my father to tell him that like, I'm about to stop. It was during it was spring semester, and it was my second year, and we had workouts that morning, and that just felt this heavy weight on my heart. Like, I don't have time to do this anymore. Like, this was fun. This was a great experience. When it comes to scheduling things, when it comes to being productive, when it comes to strategizing or being very organized, I learned all that in college, like playing ball, because in college, when you become a student athlete, you're either in the facilities, watching film, working out, practice, game days, whatever, or you're in the classroom. But when I figured out what major I wanted to major in, which was music business, and I had piano classes, I had to analyze music sheets, I had music theories, I had to practice at night. So you got to think about like being a student athlete and being down at those facilities all day and then having to practice piano at night, or I'm having to analyze music sheets for music theory class. Like, there's no balance in that, because it's either this or that. Right. So I tried it for a whole year. The second year we went into the spring season, and I just said, I can't do this anymore. So I called my dad and I was like, yo, I think this is not going to work anymore. I just want to be a regular music student. And I think he understood, you know, everything, like my decision making. But I know he was a little disappointed, but I think he understood, like, okay, I know my son is trying to take this thing seriously. You know, but I tell people all the time, like, when you make a very, very hard decision to make a shift and you feel it, all these doors start opening up for you. All these opportunities start to open up for you, right? And I go into my junior year and I ended up having one of the best college years ever. Like, music theory was going crazy. Like, it was amazing. You know, so I felt so free to just really express myself musically and just develop myself and really take advantage of the music department and my education. I ended up getting an internship in New York City. I had the best time of my life my junior year that summer. I was interning at a recording studio out of Manhattan on 33rd and 7th called Jambox Studios, like right down the street from Madison Square Garden. I learned how to book sessions, get sessions set up. I learned how to mix and master. I learned how to audio engineer and all that stuff. when I got back to school, I got even more on my grind. Songwriting, that's when I became an artist, started writing my own music, started producing even more records. I ended up getting some major placements with some famous artists in the industry. When I made that pivot, all these doors just started opening up for me, and I was more free to just like be like, yes, let me take advantage of this and just go above and beyond.
After college, young citizen stayed in Charlotte and started writing more music and producing local artists. He also had, and still has, a goal to become a music professor. So during COVID, he did a semester of graduate school where he met cellist and UNCC professor Mira Frisch of Charlotte Strings Collective, and a new collaboration was born.
I told her, like, hey, listen, I really want to do a performance with either the Charlotte Symphony or like an orchestra group. I just love strings. Well, she was like, well, I actually have a group called Charlotte Strings Collective. And I was like, oh, wow. And she was like, you know, we play a lot of like African American music. And she was like, we would love to have you. So then she brought me on to a show that they were doing like the next like 2 months. And I ended up getting my music arranged and composed to where they can accompany my show tracks, like my live performance tracks. And then that's when that whole relationship started, like from there. That was after like 2020. So we've been doing work for like over 4 years.
What is it about the strings and working with strings that you like so much?
Oh my gosh, I can go all day with this, but performing with like an orchestra, Rachel, is almost like it's like I'm in a bubble. Like I don't hear nothing outside of that stage and bubble. Like I don't hear nothing. I just hear these strings, and it makes me so warm, and it gives me this feeling of like I remember one time I was performing with the strings, and I started crying because it just sounded so beautiful. Like it's just the sound of the violas, the violins, the cellos, the bass. It's just an incredible like experience that I tell people all the time. Like yo. I tell artists all the time, like, you need to perform with an orchestra one time just to see this stuff. You need to know how it feels. Like, you just feel this warmth and this bubble, and it's just like you're just stuck in it and you don't want to get out of it. You don't want the bubble to pop.
Since you've been working in Charlotte for a while and you're kind of cross-genre, you've had these collaborations with Charlotte Strings Collective, which I would say basically they're classical. I mean,
Yeah.
they definitely have eclectic
Yes. Yes.
repertoire, but what is your assessment of the music ecosystem in Charlotte these days?
I think it's continuing to grow from where it used to be. What I love about it is that I love that there's no ego, if I'm being transparent with you, right? I love how everybody just wants to work together to make it better. You know what I mean? I love how people come together to come up with these grand ideas, and it just makes it it makes it an incredible experience. I love how nobody's like, well, I could do it better than you, or it's just everybody supports everybody. You know, I love how the scene is so supportive of like new expression, and just if somebody has a new idea, people go and support it and see what it is. And I'm like, wow, this is dope. You should keep doing it. And it just gives people that drive and that ambition to keep going. I love how they're bringing new things to Charlotte, like these batch series, you know, with the strings. I know when I started doing work with the Charlotte Strings Collective, I had a lot of hip hop artists saying, yo, like, how do I get in with, you know, with having orchestra play behind me? And I'm just like, yo, this is the process. This is what you need to do. And some artists have like moved forward with that. You know, it's a process when you're working with an orchestra because, you know, they have to write the music for you. They have to arrange a composer. You have to get with a composer. And major shout out to my good friend, Madison Bush, because she is like she's my person. I'm talking about when I make a new song, I immediately send it to her, be like, hey, listen, I just need this just in case I want to perform it. And she'll arrange a composer for me. I pay the fee, and we get it going. You know what I mean? But
And Madison Bush is she is a composer who's based here in Charlotte.
yes, she went to Winthrop University. She went to school for like specifically composing, and she does amazing. She's just, yeah, she's incredible. I love working with her. I love collaborating with her, and yeah, it's been an incredible experience working with her. I met her through Charlotte Strings Collective. But the ecosystem is continuing to get better. It's continuing to thrive. I have nothing but great things to say about it. You know what I mean?
In addition to all his work in the music field, Young Citizen is a mental health advocate. He's battled a couple of addictions in the past, and he says he's had to do a lot of work to get to a good place mentally and emotionally. He ended up creating a daily system or routine that he calls the Morning Pages.
So the morning pages is like a routine where the point is to clear your mind in the morning so that you can continue to move forward in the day. Like whatever you're battling, whatever you have to do, you have a clear thought. You have clear thoughts, whether you have to go create something, whether you got to go to work, whether you have to deal with different personalities on the daily, you have a clear mind that you get out. So you get all those thoughts out in the morning. And I just turned it into a brand. I ended up doing a project off of it. I have a 3-song project titled The Morning Pages. It's an EP, and it's honestly a journal entry if you think about it, because it's 3 songs, and the Morning Pages routine is like a 3-page journal entry. And yeah, that's been my brand. The whole point of the Morning Pages is to empower your mental health so that you can become a better person in this like crazy world that we live in right now.
Can we talk just a moment about the song Morning Pages?
Yes.
One thing I've noticed, well, really with all your music, is that you have a very positive message.
Yeah.
And it's there's a lot of hope, you know, and there's a lot about overcoming adversity and stuff.
Yeah. That song is good. Well, it's very special for me because that was like if you listen to the actual Morning Pages EP from top to bottom, which is those 3 songs, it's almost like I'm going through something and I end up coming out of it. So that last song is like I'm healed, like I made it through. You know, cross the T, it's like I'm going through something. Fortune cookie is like I'm still going through it, but I understand the steps I need to take. I need to show gratitude for myself. I need to be accepting of like this is what I need to do to get to the other side. I need to take accountability for myself, and I'm loving the process. I guess a fortune, you know? And then Morning Pages is like, you made it. You made it, young.
I work hard to be me, man. Trying to stay up out the streets, man. Keep my head above the water. Forget about tomorrow. Live in the moment. Keep it fresh in the morning.
But that's what Morning Pages means to me, you know? Like I made it up to the other side and I'm healed, you know?
Yeah, and it's good that you celebrate that.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, and I tell people all the time, like a lot of people don't know how to really show gratitude for themselves. Like I don't think a lot of people understand that, like when you wake up in the morning, like you get another opportunity to try it again. Like somebody can have a bad day and still like mourn that bad day, right? I know for me, I have bad days, and I only give myself a certain amount of time to get over it. Like you got to snap out of it, Chris, because you woke up today and yesterday is gone. Tomorrow's not promised, so you need to focus on today and understand that like you get another chance to try this thing again.
I work hard to be me, man. Trying to stay
Young Citizen, whose birth name is Christopher Williams, is a rapper and hip-hop artist based in Charlotte. His latest EP is called The Morning Pages, and he promises there are more recordings to come. He collaborates with artists of all kinds around our region and has been featured in WDAV's Noteworthy and Small Batch concerts. You can learn more about him at his website, youngcitizen.com, and that's spelled Y-U-N-G. Well, to round out this Piedmont Arts episode, Phil Vavra is back with another edition of Fanfare. So, Phil, take it away.
Thanks, Rachel. The dog days of summer are here, but that doesn't mean we're going to be slowing down. There's still plenty to see and do, so let's fanfare. If you liked the 2002 movie with Leonardo DiCaprio and Tom Hanks as much as I did, you'll want to follow Frank Abagnale Jr. on his unforgettable adventure all over again in Catch Me If You Can, the musical at Theater Charlotte. The high school and college actors of TC's Student Theater Guild are putting on 6 performances, including 2 matinees, July 11th through the 19th. And tickets are $25 for adults, $20 for students. And Appalachian Summer is bringing a bit of Broadway to Appalachian State University's Schaefer Center for the Performing Arts in Boone. Tony and Grammy-winning vocalist Heather Headley, accompanied by the Western Piedmont Symphony and a 12-piece choir, will perform selections from the Broadway and pop songbooks on Sunday, July 13th. The Sounds of the Summer Pipe Organ Series in Winston-Salem showcases the unique instruments and the musicians who play them. The next installment takes place Monday, July 14th from 7 to 8 p.m. at Ardmore United Methodist Church. The program will feature organ pieces by Bach and much more. Admission is free, by the way. Someone will need to get their story straight when Matt Merrill Productions brings Neil Simon's Rumors to the stage at Davidson College's Duke Family Performance Hall. The 1988 farce is a masterpiece of miscommunication and comedic confusion. Recommended for ages 13 and up, tickets range from $18 to $29, and the show runs July 17th through the 27th. And Monopoly Life-Size Travel Edition is a hit. People are loving the immersive take on the classic board game so much that its run has been extended through September 21st at Blumenthal Arts Bloom Studios in Charlotte. You become the game pieces, passing Go, collecting $200, and maybe even going to jail as you solve puzzles, crack codes, unlock hidden clues, and complete a variety of challenges. Get your family and friends together for this fun experience. And you can find even more fanfare at WDAV.org. I'll talk to you again next time. Rachel?
That's all for this week's episode of Piedmont Arts. Be sure to subscribe so you can hear all our stories about arts and culture in the Charlotte region. And until next time, I'm Rachel Stewart.